Welcome back to Bowen Field, Charles A. Peters Ballpark. We head to the fourth. Bluefield leading 3-1. That one wrapped around the first base or third base back. First pitch of the fourth. Trent Adelman sends that one into the left field corner, and he is aboard with a leadoff double. Adelman with the double starts the fourth. Joey Helinski still on the bump. Both starters really throwing well today. This one a little bit more, less chaotic than last night at this point. One on, no one out. Here comes Jeff March, the right-handed hitting catcher. Strikeout victim, his first time up. That one bites in with a breaking ball, another one. And, Chuck Slint, Chief Deputy Attorney General of Virginia. Great to have him on. He's doing some great things. And one of the reasons he's here, Brady Hess, former PA announcer of not only the Blue Jays but the Ridge Runners. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you? Always good to be back with you on the air.
We've got family in the house today. Your dad here, my grandfather here. It's a great Father's Day. It's exciting. How's Richmond been for you?
Richmond's been pretty good. Enjoying my job there with the AG. Feel like I'm learning a lot, and also getting to run the pitch clock for the Richmond Flying Squirrels sometimes. So good to scratch the itch and be involved in baseball still.
Breaking ball in there for a strike. Mark's caught looking. Sixth strikeout for Helinski. With Adelman at second, one away. Here comes Ryan Limerick. Limerick singled, stole a bag, but was caught a little too far off second. In the second, he was caught up in a fielder's choice there for an out. The first pitch is high, ball one to him. 3-1 Ridge Runners after two across in the bottom of the third. How many years were you PA here?
I was 2.5 years, I believe, the PA here from 16 to 18.
We were talking with Chuck before the game, the 1-0, swung on and missed. 1-1 now the count on Limerick. We've seen some stuff in this ballpark.
Yes, we have. Some that most people wouldn't believe, but I would swear by that they all happen, whether it's a smoke delay or the right field light post catching on fire or some fish dying on the concourse.
Yeah, it's tough. As that one's sent to second, Silas on to first for the out. Adelman hustles to third on the play. Two are gone. We're going to write a book.
We should. I'd love that.
We are definitely going to write a book. And we had Jim Holland up here the other night. He was talking about his book. The Appy League is full of stories. First pitch, high, ball one to Cooper McKenzie.
I remember one night sitting over in the old press box there on the third baseline. I believe you and I saw Alejandro Kirk hit a shot that's still traveling into orbit.
Yes. I've been coming to games in this ballpark for most of my life. That was one of the furthest balls I'd ever seen hit.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable shot. And I think it was a game winner, clear the bags.
Yep. It was a big one. 2-0. Grooved in for a strike. 2-1 on McKenzie. Adelman at third. Two gone here in the fourth.
I believe that one and Vlad Jr.'s first professional home run were two of my favorite shots during my time here.
2-1. Breaking ball gets a swing and a miss. 2-2.
It's good to be back here on Father's Day, as you very well know, very sentimental person. I know that you share a lot of those same sentiments, but seeing your granddad here in the park and seeing my dad here in a park where we both fell in love with baseball, pretty it'll tug at the heart a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see my grandfather here today. Took him a card and dropped it by his house this morning, and then he surprised me coming up here today. Payoff to McKenzie, fouled straight back into the net.
I remember coming to the Bluefield Orioles games as a kid with my dad and my granddad that just recently passed away in December, and the one that sticks out the most is Bluefield will do a promotion with the Flowers Bakery, and everybody that got to come through the gates got to go home with two loaves of bread, so my granddad was all over that.
Pitch high, ball four. McKenzie aboard with a two-out walk. Yeah, the bread giveaway was always a big night. The TV giveaway night was always huge.
That was a big one.
Which I think it's still huge. I think we're doing that away towards the end of the year again this year.
Is that VVA still?
I think so. Adelman at third. McKenzie at first. Two gone here in the fourth. Bluefield leading by 2. 3-1 our score. Jack Smith, right-handed hitting shortstop, will come to the plate. First pitch popped up. Foul ground. Merritt gives chase, and he runs out of room. That one is in between the clubhouse and the indoor practice facility. Nothing. And one.
What impresses me every time I come back to Bowen is it's been a couple years now since I've been back to a game, but just the improvements that Rocky and everybody at the baseball club have been doing, whether it's the playground down there in the concourse, the new and improved beer garden. I mean, what a beautiful facility you get to broadcast out of every night, much better than where we would lose 10 pounds of fluid every night over there on third base side.
Yeah, we built some character down there in that box. That was definitely – we didn't know how bad we had it, really.
That's a fact.
Great jump at first. The pitch is low and inside. Pump fake, but a throw to third. One hops to Smith from Perez. Everyone's safe, including McKenzie at second. Catcher indifference. So two in scoring position now with two outs and a 1-2 count to Jack Smith. Two on, two out, two-run ball game. 3-1 Ridge Runners. One misses low, and the count is even at 2-2.
Ridge Runners on top of their division early this season. I know we're only a couple weeks in, but that's always super exciting.
Yes, it definitely makes days come in the park a little more enjoyable when you're on the right side of the win column. On a corner, a thought. So did Helinski. Full count regardless.
Be nice to add another Happy League title out there on the wall that's been.
Yeah, you know, I just want a ring. I want a Happy League ring. We kind of got robbed of one a few years ago.
Everybody wants to know what the best memory is.
There it is. Bye-bye, Smith. Side retired. We'll keep it here.
Everybody wants to know what the best memories of working in the Happy League were. I'll tell you very quickly, one of the worst was that night you and I were in Princeton when Blue Jays fell the Princeton race.
That was probably one of the better teams we've had. One guy essentially from Princeton who is no longer in baseball. So we won't even bring up his name, but he's the reason we fell. And the funny thing about it was a wacky, what was it, bottom of the eighth, wasn't it?
It was.
When the Buckner-type play happened at first and it scored the go-ahead run, and then in the top of the ninth we went cold and Princeton got the division. But the funny thing about it was Princeton had to play Elizabethton in the Appy League Championship Series. We had beat Elizabeth, I think, four out of six games that year. I felt very confident about us going against the Twins.
They won the league.
They won the league. They swept Princeton 2-0, and I really thought, I said, man, if we got that championship series, we'd be we'd have a nice little opportunity, but didn't quite make it there. But Brady Hess along with us. Pepsi call of the bullpen has been made for the Cole Cats. Grab a Pepsi, take a break. Pepsi, a delicious partnership with the Bluefield Ridge Runners. It will be number 34, Kenneth Jackson, to relieve Moore as we begin the fourth for Bluefield. Moore, 3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. He walked 3. He struck out 3. He had a wild pitch as well. So he's on the hook for this one as Kenneth Jackson now on the bump for the Colcats. Jackson, 6'2", right-hander out of a little town called Chicago, Illinois.
Mm.
plays college ball at Arkansas Pine Bluff. And for Jackson, this may be his first appearance.
You look back at that team that you and I are talking about, just some big leaguers off the mark there. I mean, yep. Alejandro Kirk, Gabriel Moreno.
Yep.
Davis Schneider, Cal Stevenson. I mean, loaded crew there in Bluefield.
First pitch from Jackson is out, ball one to Aaron Jameson. For Jackson, this is second appearance, first out of the bullpen, 4.50 ERA and four innings of work for the Colcats. I still talk with Davis's dad from time to time on Twitter. This one sent well down the line and right. Going back at the wall, looking up, and it is gone. Bye-bye, baseball. Aaron Jameson, the solo shot to right. His first home run of the year, and Bluefield leads 4-1.
Really nice shot there over the right field wall into the trees, and that'll put the Ridge Runners up 4-1, and always nice to see a pearl sail over the wall in this part, if it's for Bluefield.
Off-speed pitch came in at 82 miles per hour, left the bat at 95 miles per hour, and a distance of 355 feet. Welcome to the ballgame, Mr. Jackson. One hit, a home run. It's 4-1 Bluefield. Here comes Alex Mayer, an RBI double, his first time up. Breaking ball, gets a swing and a miss. It's nothing, there's one. 4-1 Bluefield. Seven-inning Sunday affair. Happy Father's Day, all the great dads out there. 0-1. That one's high. Ball to strike. Yeah, we this you think about them, you just start laughing. The firework in the middle of the game during the rain delay is definitely one of my biggest memories here. That one digs low over the breaking ball. It's 2-1.
Yeah, it was a full house, and the folks came for the fireworks, and management didn't want them to leave. So in the rain delay, they wanted to shoot the fireworks off, and they went from a rain delay to a smoke delay.
Yeah, fastball in tight. 3-1 to Merritt.
Just another night in the Appy League.
Yeah. Last night, the Bluefield offense was pretty inept. Six hits through nine. Now five hits through a little over three innings and a walk puts Merritt aboard. Jackson having a tough time beginning his outing. What on, no one out. Sam Silas, nine-hole hitting second baseman, 0-1 with a strikeout. Digs in here to begin his AB with Merritt at first, one already home, and Jameson's home run. And Jackson's blood pressure probably up a touch. Jackson from the stretch. Fastball swung on and missed, nothing one to Silas.
I like these baby blue unis that the Ridge Runners have. Kind of remind you a little bit of the Royals.
They do. Definitely wouldn't mind seeing them pull them out some more. One is out. 1-1 to count to Silas. Baby blue from head to toe. Navy blue numbers, white trim, Bluefield and script across the chest. Bringing them out here on Father's Day. 1-1 on home. Silas gets the end of the bat on it, but fouls it back. 1-2.
No, talking a little bit about, you and I have talked about this off air, but where I work a little bit with the Squirrels there in Richmond, saw that former Bluefield alum Eric Pardino pitched against the Squirrels last night.
Yep, double A ball. Good to see Pardino back in playing after Tommy John surgery there, pretty much right after he left Bluefield. 2-2 the count now to Silas. He went to Dunedin, which is a whole other story, Happy League story about me mispronouncing Dunedin for almost a year. I think more than a year. Everyone in the Blue Jay organization just laughed at me about it, but no one told me. 2-2, sharp shot to the left side. Silas with a single. Moves Merritt to second, and Bluefield doing some damage here in the fourth.
Well, for what it's worth, the first night I was ever on the PA here in Bluefield, I also let a dooned in across the sound waves here, and I've got a coworker now in Florida, or that is from Florida, and he said Dunedin, and I said, oh, you mean Dunedin, and he looked at me like I had four heads.
Yeah, they let me go for a while on that one. 2-1, no one out yet. Trey Keel's back to the plate. Singled, still a pair of bags, and scored in the third. 4-1 Bluefield here in the back half of the fourth. That one's outside. It's 1-0 to Keels. Yeah, I think I was on Jay Bird Watching podcast. they started laughing, and that's when I kind of realized, that, oh, man, how stupid am I? The 1-0 in the dirt. 2-0 the count to Keels. Merritt at second. Silas at first. No one out. Aaron Jameson with a solo shot to right to begin the inning to extend the Bluefield lead to now 3.
I'm sure
will not be the first or the last screw-up I have on the air.
I'm sure that you and I, that's a common mispronunciation, because I'd like to think you and I are too well-traveled, folks.
I've been around, yeah. Schleiner right at short for the out. And everyone gets back, one away. Great play by Smith. He went to a knee to handle it. 2-1, 1-out. Here comes Armani Guzman. Keels puts the bat on the baseball, but right at Smith. Guzman, a walk and a run his last time up. Two on, one out. Slider low and in, ball one.
You know, I look out in the outfield and see that this Budweiser King of Beers has reemerged.
Yeah.
did somebody finally hit it in the hole there and bankrupt?
We have not seen anyone hit it in
the
hole.
The gas offering?
Have not. That one catches the corner. It's 1-1 now to Guzman. I think the going rate's still $10 gas card if someone hits it in there, which may get you a gallon. Now, I think when they started, it might fill your tank up. Fastball on the corner, 1-2 now to Guzman. Yeah, I get here early, and I'm up here doing my prep while both teams are taking BP. I don't think I've seen anyone, even during BP, hit it into the net.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities between the Ridge Runners, the Bluefield University, Bluefield State University.
Looped out to right center. That's down for a hit. Merritt rounding third. He will score. Heading to third, Silas slides in safely there. RBI single for Armani Guzman. It's 5-1 Ridge Runners. Welcome to Bluefield, Armani. Bluefield continues. Great offensive afternoon so far after last night's just sleepwalking effort, essentially, lack of a better term. But we talked with Drew Doche earlier about that. Like, there'll be nights like that in baseball. And last night was one of those nights. Great recovery today by Bluefield. Even, we're halfway home, but definitely a better played ball game here this afternoon. It was the first pitch to Noah Smith, grooved in for a strike, nothing than one. 5-1 our score. Bluefield up by 4. Runners at the corners. 1 out. Check over on first. Guzman back in plenty of time. Brady Hess, former PA announcer here at the ballpark, now working with the Attorney General's office. Somewhat of a career advancement, you would say.
I don't know. I have more fun here than I do at the office.
Well, it's a lot less serious here.
Yeah, that's
what I like about it.
That's a fact. Like I wrote a story the other day in the paper about Jack Clem winning the state championship in tennis from Richlands, and I told somebody it's a lot more fun to write about a tennis state title than convicts.
A brief, yeah. That one low in the dirt. 1-2 to Smith. Guzman bouncing off at first. May see him take off here during this Smith at bat. Jameson with a solo shot home run. Merritt scoring after walking on the Guzman single. Silas singled. He's now at third. Guzman still at first. Guzman takes off. The 1-2 is outside. Check swing. He did not go. And Guzman takes second. Count 2-2 on Noah Smith. Smith an RBI single his last time up. Yeah, it's definitely a situation where you and Chuck up there, you see a lot of things, see a lot of sadness, but with your opportunity, you guys get to make a difference, and that's really at the end of the day what really matters.
Yeah, that's true, and it's something I try to keep in perspective, and really an opportunity that I cherish, and one that when I sat in this ballpark 7 years ago that I wouldn't have thought would have been the path for my life.
This one driven well out to right center. C.J. Richard going back of the track. He'll play it off the base of the wall. Silas can walk home. Guzman round second. He will score a two-run double for Noah Smith, his second and third RBI of the day. And Bluefield is rolling. It's 7-0.
Ridge Runner offense awake after being asleep yesterday.
They were inept last night, and tonight very much eyes wide open. Guzman and Silas score on the two-run double off the bat of Noah Smith. And we're going to have a chat with Kenneth Jackson at the bump, pitching coach. Looks like Solomon Torres out to chat as well. 7-1 Ridge Runners. Smith at second, still only one out here in the bottom of the fourth. We've had a great Father's Day at the ballpark. Thank you for spending time with us, whether you're listening online or the MyTuner app or watching. Thank you. Here comes Joe Stanziani, 0 for 2 and 2. Ground out and a fly out and two trips. He's got Smith at second, still only one out, and Bluefield's lead is 6. 7-1, our score. Jackson works from the belt. Checks second. Breaking ball comes in, squirts out of the mitt of Martz, and Smith will race to third. On the pass ball.
When do you get to go to Huntington for the first time?
We make a trip to Huntington July 6th and 7th. That's our lone trip up there this year. I'm excited about checking out the ballpark. Going back to Huntington. Huntington and Colcats come back here early July. 1-0. That one roped. Diving stop by Alderman at third. Great play. Long throw. Two gone. What a tremendous play by Trent Alderman at third. That not only kept Stanziani off the base paths, but it kept Smith at third for two outs. I hope my trip to Huntington in July is better than my broadcast the last time I went to Huntington.
Yeah.
Which is a funny inside story. But Smith still at third. Two gone now. Here comes Mike Lucarelli.
Well, I hope it's better than my trip to Huntington this past fall where the only bright spot was looking at the TikTok tire over the edge of John Edwards Stadium as the Hokies fail.
Yeah. 1-0 the count to Lucarelli. Lucarelli scored a run, knocked in another with a single. RBI at third with two outs. Being cut there to even the count at 1-1. Yeah, I definitely would have loved to have been there, even despite the loss for Virginia Tech. I was in North Carolina. I remember watching some of the game from Mount Airy, North Carolina, as we were on the road covering some football that day. That went outside. It's 2-1 to Lucarelli. So I was there in spirit.
Pretty good tailgate scene there in Huntington.
I saw. A little envious. 2-1. Check swing. Did he go? No. Says Matthew Coleman. 3-1 the count on Lucarelli. Jameson, Merritt, Silas, Guzman already home. Smith at third. Two gone. 3-1 to Lucarelli. This one's skied high to the left side. Adelman, Smith, Limerick give chase. Smith, the shortstop, calls everyone off, and he'll haul it in for the third and final out. Jameson's leadoff solo shot home run is first of the year, the highlight of the inning, as Bluefield pushes four across. We head to the fifth. 7-1 Ridge Runners. Brady Hess, thank you for spending time with us. Go enjoy the ball game.
Man, happy to always be here with you. Keep up the great work you do here always.
Thank you, brother. You too. We'll be back. Pitching change. Pepsi call the bullpen. Bluefield up 6. Ridge Runner Broadcast Network.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice-cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Ramey Ridgelands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common: winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Ramey Ridgelands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Ridgelands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RameyRidgelands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Ramey Ridgelands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go Ridge Runners.
Clinch Valley Health, the official healthcare provider of the Ridge Runners, is now accepting Unicare. From sports medicine to joint repair or replacement, Dr. Waleed Azzo and nurse practitioner Kayla McCroskey are here to address the pain and get you moving again close to home. Walk-ins welcome on Leatherwood Lane Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. And Wendy is now accepting new patients in Bluefield, specializing in women's, children's, and general health. Clinch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield, now accepting Unicare. For an appointment today, call 276-245-9200 or visit clinchvalleyphysicianpractices.com.
Top of the fifth, 7-1 Ridge Runners. Day to be at the ballpark as Pepsi call. The bullpen has been made. Grab a Pepsi, take a break. Sean Parnell on the bump, wearing number 21 today in the Baby Blues. 5'11 right-hander out of Canton, Ohio, Cincinnati Bearcats. He'll face the 8-9-1 hitters to begin the fifth for the Colcats. C.J. Richard, Gavin Johnson, and Isaac Cadena. Parnell's last outing Thursday night against Pulaski. Picked up the win. He's 1-0. 2 1/3 of work, one run on a hit, 3 strikeouts, no walks in that outing. First pitch inside, ball 1 to C.J. Richard. Speedy center fielder over one with a ground out. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Linsky, pretty good outing today on the bump for the good guys. We'll hit his line in a moment. 1-1, misses low. It's 2-1 on Richard. 4 solid for Helinski. 1 run, it was earned on 4 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 7. He's in line for the win. Should this stay the course? 2-1, slap to the left side. Richard aboard of the leadoff single here to begin the fifth. Fifth hit of the afternoon for the Colcats. We haven't checked the out-of-town scoreboard at all today. We'll do that right now. It's brought to you by NFA Entertainment and Production, the official DJ of the Ridge Runners, top of the line MC and DJ services in the 2 Virginias. Check out NFA on Facebook or call 603-205-1311. Richard at first. No one out. Here comes Gavin Johnson, singled and scored the lone run. The Colcats up to this point. Fouls the first pitch back, 0-1. Got a duel going on in Danville. The scoreless in the sixth between Danville and Pulaski. In the sixth, Greenville leads Kingsport 3-2. That one bounces to the chest protector of Perez. It's 1-1 on Johnson. Bottom of the fourth, Johnson City leads Bristol 5-2. Also in the bottom of the fourth, Burlington leads Elizabethan 6-1. One-one, runner goes. Pitches inside, a ball. The throw to second, not in time, as Richard steals second. Great jump by Richard. 2-1 the count on Johnson. One on, no one out here in the top half of the fifth. Bluefield with a six-run advantage. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. 7 o'clock on the dot here at Bowen. Been a beautiful evening. Three-one on home. Dribbled to second. Silas over to first in time for out number one. Richard hustles to third on the play. So Johnson moves the runner over. One-on-one out. Here comes Isaac Cadena, the left-handed hitting DH. His RBI double scored Johnson in the third for the lone run so far for Tri-State, and he can score another with Richard at third and one out. First pitch outside, ball one. One oh, up and out. 2-0 the count. Now it works from the belt, kicking the 2-0. That one misses out. It's 3-0. Two games separate last place from first place in the Eastern Division. In the West, it's even tighter. Game and a half between Johnson City at the bottom of the West and Greenville at the top. Shaping up to be a fun summer in the Appy League. 3-0 grooved in for a strike. It's 3-1 on Cadena. Tomorrow, league-wide off day. We will be in North Carolina on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Both games in Burlington beginning at 7. 3-1 here is low. Ball four. Cadena aboard for the second time today. First walk by Parnell. Runners at the corners. One out. Here comes Isaac Turner. Turner, 0 for 2. Pair of strikeouts and two trips. Perez out in front of the plate, setting up the first and third defense. Cadena, although he's listed as a catcher, he showed off some speed last night in the win. Would not be surprised to see him take off here. He adds some steps to his lead as the first pitch fastball at 88. Right down the avenue to Turner. Nothing in one. Chuck Slip, Chief Deputy Attorney General of Virginia, guest earlier tonight. Great to have him on. He and Brady and their entire team doing some great work up in Richmond. Ball in the dirt, blocked up by Perez. Cadena holds it first, surprisingly. It's 1-1 to Turner. Tuesday, Wednesday at Burlington. Back here Thursday and Friday with Johnson City in the house. And then we hit the road again next weekend at Greenville. 1-1 here. Chop towards first. It's behind the bag, and it's foul. And the count is 1-2. We make two trips to Burlington this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then second Thursday and Friday of July. Next Saturday and Sunday, our only trips to Greenville, Tennessee this year. Tri-State will be back home. They will be hosting Johnson City for two games before Johnson City stops here on their way back to Northeast Tennessee. Thursday and Friday, runner goes. The 1-2 slap foul, third base side this time. Count remains 1-2, and Cadena has to head back to first. Richard, leadoff single, a steal, and a ground out has him at third. Cadena is still at first after taking off on the first 1-2 pitch. Parnell, a couple of looks over to first, over his shoulder, now the 1-2 on home. That breaking ball came in and hits Turner in the arm. Cadena to second, Turner to first. And the bases are loaded with just one out. And that brings out Justin Thomas to chat with his pitcher. Six-run Bluefield advantage here in the fifth, but Colcats threatening with the bags loaded and one away. When we're home, Mercer County Commissioners take care of us. Mercer County Commissioners, they've been busy keeping this county one of the best places in West Virginia to live. Check out all things Mercer County online at mercercountywv.org. Our fifth inning stretch coming up before the bottom of the inning. It's brought to you by Bluefield State University. Fifth inning stretch on a Sunday in the seven inning affair. Meeting adjourned. Richard at third. Kadena now at second. Turner at first. One out. Trent Adelman, a double his last time up. He's one of two. He has a huge play in this one. He made a great defensive play at third in the bottom of the fourth, which kept another Bluefield run off the board. Opportunity here to cut into the deficit, and he will with a first pitch hit batter. An RBI for Adelman. That brings home Richard. It's 7-2. Bluefield's lead back to 5. Richard scores. Kadena to third. Turner to second. Adelman. RBI with a hit by pitch. Bases loaded. Still one out. Here comes Jeff Martz. 0-2. Pair of strikeouts. First pitch fastball in for a strike. Nothing and one. 7-2 now our score. Parnell from the belt, the 0-1. Slider misses low. 1-1 the count. Perez, Jameson, and Merritt come to the plate in the bottom half of the inning. Ground ball right here wouldn't hurt. One-one, fouled back off the bat of Martz, and it's 1-2. We were alluding to it last night. Tri-State coming in one of the bottom teams in the league in multiple offensive categories, and they made the numbers look wrong last night in the 11-3 win. 1-1 popped up in foul ground. Merritt gives chase, and it's just out of his reach onto the net above the first base dugout. 1-2, the count remains. Kadena, Turner, Adelman from third to first. Still only one out, one already home here in the inning. The 1-2 again, slider misses low. Even the count, 2-2. Two ball, two strikes, the count to Martz. Parnell on home. This one off the end of the bat, well fouled down the right field line. Count remains 2-2. Martz, 174 batting average coming into today. Two ball, two strike pitch. One more time. That one comes in, and that hits Martz. It's 7-3. Third hit batter in a row by Parnell. Another RBI for Martz. It brings home Kadena from third. Turner to third. Adelman to second. And that will be the last pitch Parnell throws as Ryan Limerick digs in. Drew Doge makes his way out of the first base dugout, and we're going to have a Pepsi call to the bullpen. Grab yourself a drink, Pepsi, and the Bluefield Ridge Runners, a delicious partnership. 7-3 our score. Parnell hits three in a row to cut the six-run lead to now four, and the bullpen has been called. We'll find out who the new arm is after this on your Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Is that a Pepsi Wild Cherry?
Oh, no.
Too late.
You know something, Steve? Flavor Mania is about to run wild.
No, not Flavor Mania.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is about to drop a flavor suplex right into your pie hole.
Not the pie
It's going to hit your taste buds with a top rope elbow of flavor. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be refreshing. It's going
to... Does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Wild Cherry?
You better believe it, brother.
Pepsi Wild Cherry, now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
Your friends and neighbors at the Mercer County Commission would like you to know some of the things that they've been up to. The Mercer County Recycling Program and Keep Mercer Clean Litter Campaign are in full swing, keeping our beautiful area looking great. Also, the Mercer County Animal Shelter continues to find safe, loving homes for homeless animals in the county. Check out everything the Mercer County Commission is up to at mercercountywv.org. Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to take your finances to the next level? Up your game by discovering the winning digital bank options from Summit Community Bank. Score big with features such as Summit's awesome banking app, mobile deposit, credit score monitoring, budget tools, and more. Just like teamwork on the field, Summit is all about supporting you every step of the way. Stop by any local branch to learn more or visit us at mysummit.bank. Summit Community Bank is proud to provide you with service beyond expectations. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
PepsiCo, the bullpen, has drawn out Mr. Martinez. First pitch from Preston Martinez is out, ball one. Two already home, bases still loaded, only one out here in the fifth. Bluefield leading 7-3 with Ryan Limerick at the plate. One of two, a single and a ground out in two trips. Martinez on home, fastball on the corner, 21. Martinez, 6'1", right-hander out of San Antonio, Texas. Junior Kansas State inherits a situation here. Parnell on the hook for all three base runners aboard. 1-1 on home. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Limerick. Martinez on home. On the corner, bye-bye, Ryan, two gone. Martinez comes in and gets a strikeout for a big second out here in the fifth. Base is still loaded. Here comes Cooper McKenzie. McKenzie's reached twice, once on a fielder's choice, once on a walk. First pitch, high, ball one. Four-run advantage, Bluefield. After a tough night to play last night, seven runs on eight hits tonight. 1-0 home. Fouled back towards us, out of play to even the count at a ball and a strike on McKenzie. Perez, Jameson, and Merritt. 6, 7, 8 hitters for Bluefield due up the bottom of the fifth after we stretch on a Sunday. Fifth inning stretch coming up. 1-1. That one comes in and hits McKenzie. Fourth hit batter of the inning. And it will bring home another run. McKenzie with an RBI. Hit by pitch. Scores Turner from third. Adelman to third. March to second. It's now 7-4. Still two outs. Here comes Jack Smith, a nice hitter, to come to the plate here in the fifth for Tri-State. He is 0-2 on the evening. First pitch inside, ball one. Three runs on just one hit here in the inning. Four hit batters and a walk. One-oh. Slap to third, but foul. 1-1 to count. Adelman at third gets out of the way, loses his helmet. Everyone back to their spots. McKenzie at first, Martz at second, Adelman at third. One-one. That one misses just outside. 2-1. Three on, three home, two out here in the fifth. Two, one. Popped up. Foul ground. Going back. Perez sheds the mask just in front of the third base dugout. Will haul in the third and final out of the inning. What a roller coaster that was. Three runs across on just one hit. Four hit batters and a walk, but the bases are left loaded. We stretch here on a Sunday in the middle of the fifth. 7-4, Bluefield on top. Fifth inning stretch brought to you by Bluefield State University. Rise above at Bluefield State University. Whether you want to teach, get your MBA, or be a part of the world-renowned engineering program, get started with that at bluefieldstate.edu. Bottom of the fifth after this, Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Develop 21st century skills essential for fulfilling careers with a real future at Bluefield State University's innovative School of STEM. Through the curriculum, you will develop problem-solving skills and knowledge highly sought by employers in various robust and growing fields. B-State STEM graduates enjoy a near 100% career placement rate. Imagine working at vibrant engineering organizations or pursuing graduate education at medical and pharmacy schools. Visit bluefieldstate.edu to learn more. Accept the challenge to open the door to a brighter future.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth here at Bluefield. Bluefield 7, Tri-State 4. Daniel Perez, 0 for 2 and do. We'll lead off the bottom of the fifth. Off speed, grooved in for a strike. Kenneth Jackson still in the bump for the Cool Cats. Getting the second inning. Cool Cats. Breaking ball on the dirt. Martz wears it. Awkwardly, 1-1 to count. Perez a fly out to center and then grounded into that wild 1-4-5 double play, actually lined into it. Hit off the mitt of Moore to Turner, who fired to third for the second out of the double play. That one got away from Jackson. The breaking ball didn't quite break, and it went all the way to the backstop. It's 2-1 on Perez. No one on, no one out. Bottom of the fifth, Bluefield leading by 3. We've had an eventful Father's Day here at the ballpark today. It's been fun. 2-1. This one on a hop to second. Backhanded Smith. Long throw in time. One gone. Nice play by Smith there. Waited on the hop. One away. Here comes Aaron Jameson. Jameson, the solo shot home run to begin the fourth. His first of the year. He's one of two tonight at the plate. First pitch swinging, driving it high out to left, but playable for Limerick as he settles under it, well shy of the track, hauling it in for out number two. Two gone, it comes Alex Merritt, the right-handed hitting first baseman. RBI double. Got the scoring started back in the bottom of the second as he brought Lucarelli home in the second inning with the double. He would walk and score on the Guzman single in the fourth. That pitch is high, ball one. 7-4 Bluefield near the back half of the fifth. Breeze been swirling all afternoon here at the ballpark. It's been a comfortable evening. That pitch, a fastball, so fast. Jackson lost his hat but couldn't find the zone. It's 2-0. We've seen a lot of players' hats fly off here in the first couple of weeks of the season. May start implementing a chin strap. That slider's low. It's 3-0. Base is empty. Two gone here in the fifth. Jackson from the belt. 3-0 to Merritt. High ball four, and Alex is aboard with his second walk of the day. Both by Jackson, his second walk as well. Here comes Sam Silas, singled and scored in the fourth. One of two on the day. Back door open with McKenzie holding the runner on. First pitch comes in and hits Silas in the shoulder. If hit batters is your thing, today is the day to be at the ballpark. That's the fifth hit batter of the afternoon. First for Bluefield as Silas is aboard. Merritt to second. Still two outs. Top of the order. Here comes Trey Keels. Keels, one of two with a single to run. He has stolen three bases today. He'll try to get something going here with two out and two on. Bluefield's lead at three. As Jackson steps off to regroup. First pitch is off speed and low, ball one. We'll be back here Thursday and Friday evenings, both games at 6:30 with Johnson City in town. Thursday is West Virginia Day. Have a great celebration for that. Merritt bouncing from second. The 1-0-1 home is outside. Squirts out of the mid of Martz. And Merritt, who was already chomping at the bit, takes off for third. And he gets there without a throw. West Virginia Day Thursday. Maybe Mothman throwing out the first pitch. Who knows? Maybe some pepperoni rolls. I don't know. I'm just throwing out hopes and dreams. Come out to the ballpark and find out if any of them have any merit. 2-0 the count to Keels, kicking the pitch. Grooved in for a strike, snap throw to first, not in time as Silas dives back in under the tag of McKenzie. 2-1 to Keels. What an event that would be if Mothman came out and threw the first pitch. Check over on first. That one gets away from McKenzie. Merritt reads it perfectly. He comes home to score. Throw to second. Tag got him. And that will be the third and final out. But Merritt's run will count. It's now 8-4. And now made it second to retire the side. So Keels will come back to the plate in the sixth. A 1-3-6 put out. Gets rid of Silas. Top of the sixth after this. Bluefield's lead back to 8-4. Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Ramey Richlands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common: winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Ramey Richlands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Richlands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RameyRichlands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Ramey Richlands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go, Ridge Runners.
Lynch Valley Health, the official healthcare provider of the Ridge Runners, is now accepting Unicare. From sports medicine to joint repair or replacement, Dr. Waleed Azzo and nurse practitioner Kayla McCroskey are here to address the pain and get you moving again close to home. Walk-ins welcome on Leatherwood Lane Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. And Wendy is now accepting new patients in Bluefield, specializing in women's, children's, and general health. Lynch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield, now accepting Unicare. For an appointment today, call 276-245-9200 or visit clinchvalleyphysicianpractices.com.
We go 8-4 down our score. We'll clean up the bottom of the fifth here in a moment as Preston Martinez back on the bump. He'll begin the sixth clean inning. Richard Johnson and Kadena, 8-9-1 here, is back to the leadoff here to begin this inning. Big cut on a sweeping slider, nothing one on Richard. So Merritt made to second on a wild pitch and then scored on an error. E1. First error of the evening for the Colcats. The pickoff play, 1-3-6, got rid of Silas at second to end the inning. If you're scoring a homer along with us. Slider outside. 1-1 the count on Richard. One-one misses high. It's 2-1 on Richard. Base is empty, no one gone here. Top of the sixth, seven-inning Sunday affair. Bluefield leads 8-4. Chopper back to the mound. Martinez up with it, fires to first, one gone. Base is empty. Here comes Gavin Johnson. He's one of two, the single and a run. Tomorrow, league-wide off day allows us to get some laundry done before we hit the road to North Carolina for two in Burlington. First pitch laced out to left, but it will hang up long enough for Trey Keels to track it down. Two away. Base is empty, top of the order. Isaac Kadena, one of two, RBI double in the thirds. He walked and scored during the hit-by-pitch parade in the fifth. He scored here with no one on and two gone. Martinez looking comfortable here in the sixth. First pitch outside, bunt showed, but pulled back, it's 1-0. Keels, Guzman, and Smith, top of the order, come to the plate in the sixth for Bluefield. Bunt pushed towards third. Only play is for Martinez, and he got him by half a step. Side retired. Martinez fielding his position with ease. Three up, three down. Go the Cool Cats in the sixth. It's 8-4. Bluefield on top. Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Develop 21st century skills essential for fulfilling careers with a real future at Bluefield State University's innovative School of STEM. Through the curriculum, you will develop problem-solving skills and knowledge highly sought by employers in various robust and growing fields. B-State STEM graduates enjoy a near 100% career placement rate. Imagine working at vibrant engineering organizations or pursuing graduate education at medical and pharmacy schools. Visit bluefieldstate.edu to learn more. Accept the challenge to open the door to a brighter future.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Is that a Pepsi Wild Cherry?
Oh, no.
Too late.
You know something, Steve? Flavor Mania is about to run wild.
Oh, not Flavor Mania.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is about to drop a flavor suplex right into your pie hole. It's
going
to hit your taste buds with a top rope elbow of flavor. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be refreshing.
Does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Wild Cherry?
You better believe it, brother.
Pepsi Wild Cherry, now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice-cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Bottom of the sixth here at Bowen as the lights come on. Bluefield leading 8-4. Pepsi call of the bullpen by the Colcats. 5'10 right-hander out of Henrico, Virginia. Virginia Commonwealth freshman Joe Gomez on the bump now for Tri-State. He'll face the top of the order here to begin this half inning. Jackson, 2 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs. All earned, a pair of walks, a wild pitch, and a hit batter. Full line for Jackson tonight. Gives way to Gomez. Keels has reached twice tonight. First pitch, fastball swung on a miss, nothing and one. Kills a walk, stranded at third in the first. Single, couple of steals, and a run in the third. Kills now in a 10-game on-base streak going into tomorrow's off day. From the wind, the 0-1 from Gomez. Breaking ball misses high. It's 1-1. Four-run fourth, big part of the lead right now for Bluefield. Gomez kicks the 1-1. Fastball misses low. It's 2-1. Guzman and Smith to follow. Bluefield hoping this is their last trip to the plate. This 7-inning Sunday affair. 2-1. Breaking ball misses high. 3-1. Looked like a good pitch from Gomez, but Bluefield gets the benefit of the doubt. 3-1 to Trey. The kick, the pitch. Big cut by Keels. Count full. 3-2. The payoff. Fouled at the plate. Trey stays alive. 3-2. We haven't checked the league in a while. We'll check on that in a moment. Brought to you by NFA Entertainment and Production. Check out NFA on Facebook. Call 603-205-1311. Payoff again. Swung on and miss. Keels down on strikes. One away. First strikeout for Gomez. Kingsport falls to Greenville home. 3-2. That one's a final. Danville and Pulaski playing an extra inning affair. They're deadlocked at zeros heading to the extra frame. Top of the sixth, Burlington all over Elizabethan 8-1. And in the bottom of the sixth here, it's 8-4. Bottom of the fifth, John City all over Bristol 10-2. Armani Guzman, RBI single his last time up. He scored a pair of runs tonight. First pitch outside, ball one. Four runner. Rich runner advantage. Here's the sixth. That one catches the inside corner. Even the count at a ball and a strike on Guzman. Martinez looked clean in the sixth. He may get the ball in the seventh. We'll see to find out. Gomez, the 1-1. Breaking ball left up. It's 2-1. Loop field, 8 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They've left 4 on through 5. Tri-State, 4 runs, 5 hits. They've made an error as well. They've left 6 on through 6. 2-1 on the quarter. It's 2-2 to Guzman. Two-two to Armani. Inside, ball 3, full count. Second full count of the early going. Burlington in control. Catch some ground in the standings. That breaking ball misses, and a walk puts Guzman aboard here in the sixth with 1 out. We'll be in Burlington Tuesday and Wednesday, both 7 o'clock first pitches. If you're in the Triad region, come out and join us. Burlington, a tremendous environment. They do it right down there in Burlington. We're excited about going down against the Sock Puppets. Being cut, fouled at the plate by Smith as Jeff Martz took another hit where he's not protected back there. He's taking a beating tonight. As Sergio Lucero will walk a baseball out to Gomez. Nothing to one, the count on Noah. Smith 2 of 3 tonight. Pair of hits, 2-run double in the fourth, following after a RBI single in the third. So he's brought home 3 tonight. Guzman at first adds a step to his lead. Oh, 1 on home. Runner goes. Pitches outside a ball. The throw as colliding. Turner and Smith collide, or Guzman collide, but a steal. Throw was in time, but not caught. Guzman, his first stolen base of the evening. 1-1 now, the count to Smith with another runner in scoring position, 1 out. One-one, way outside. It trickles away from Martz, and Guzman jogs to third on a wild pitch. 2-1, the count now on Smith. Tri-State will bring the infield in with a runner at third and 1 out. Big cut there by Smith. 2-2 now the count. 4-run Bluefield advantage here in the sixth. Why not add a few more? Infield drone in. Gomez, a little bit of trouble. From the belly works. 2-2 on home. High, 3-2 to Smith. Smith back at third tonight. He was at first last night. Payoff, high, ball 4, and there'll be runners at the corners with 1 out. Second walk by Gomez. First and third, 1 out. Here comes Joe Stanziani. Stanziani robbed of at least a hit and an RBI his last time up. He hit a sharp worm burner to third. Trent Adelman with a diving stop. Popped up and threw Stanziani out for an out, leaving Noah Smith at third that half inning. Way outside, first pitch from Gomez. Misses, ball 1. A little over 2 hours into this one. For the back half of the sixth, 8-4 Bluefield. Much better pace, much better score than last night. All around better night at the ballpark. 101 home. It's high. It's 2-0 to Joe. Armani at third. Noah at first. One gone in the inning. Lights on here at Bowen. On a strike, top of the zone. It's 2-1 to Stanziani. Smith active at first. Let's see if he takes off here. He does not. The 2-1 on home. Breaking ball fouled at the plate towards the third base dugout. Count is even at 2-2. Two on home. Fastball driven out to center. C.J. Richard will play it for out number two. Tagging from third. Guzman will score. It's 9-4 Bluefield. So Stanziani gets Goodwood on it. Does the job. Scores the run from third. Sac fly RBI. Five-run Bluefield lead. 9-4 our score. Smith at first. Two gone. Here comes Mike Lucarelli. One of two. Walked and scored in the second. RBI single. Second time up. First pitch is low. The throw to second. In time. Got him. Smith tagged out. Trying to steal second. And that will end the sixth. Lucarelli will come to the plate in the seventh if Bluefield needs it. Three more outs needed, though, for a win. 9-4 Ridge Runners. We head to the seventh on your Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Develop 21st century skills essential for fulfilling careers with a real future at Bluefield State University's Innovative School of STEM. Through the curriculum, you will develop problem-solving skills and knowledge highly sought by employers in various robust and growing fields. B-State STEM graduates enjoy a near 100% career placement rate. Imagine working at vibrant engineering organizations or pursuing graduate education at medical and pharmacy schools. Visit bluefieldstate.edu to learn more. Accept the challenge to open the door to a brighter future.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
Is that a Pepsi Wild Cherry?
Oh, no.
Too late.
You know something, Steve? Flavor Mania is about to run wild.
Oh, not Flavor Mania.
Pepsi Wild Cherry is about to drop a flavor suplex right into your pie hole. It's going to hit your taste buds with a top rope elbow of flavor. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be refreshing.
Does this always have to happen when you drink Pepsi Wild Cherry?
You better believe it, brother.
Pepsi Wild Cherry, now available in zero sugar. That's what I like.
Seventh we go on a Sunday. Bluefield 9, Tri-State 4. Preston Martinez on the bump. Looking for three more outs to put this one to bed and earn the split over the new in-state rival, the Colcats out of Huntington. We'll see Tri-State again July 2nd and 3rd right here at Bowen, both 6:30 starts. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday. And we will head to Huntington, our lone trip to Huntington this year. The next Saturday and Sunday, July 6th and 7th. And according to the schedule we have, looks like Tri-State plays their Sunday games at 4. Obviously, we'll confirm that before we get up there, but maybe a really early start on Sunday up there. But plenty of baseball between now and then, including this top half of the 7th. Martinez needs three outs. He'll deal with the 2-3-4 hitters in this Colcat order, beginning with Isaac Turner. Hit by a pitch and scored, as many did in the fifth. He's 0-2 otherwise with two strikeouts. First pitch to Turner on the corner, nothing and one. Turner, UNC Asheville Bulldog, wrapped up freshman year down there in the mountains. 0-1. Breaking ball driven well out to left center. Jameson drifting over. He'll make the run and the grab. One away. Yeah, One gone. Here comes Trent Adelman. Adelman has extended his on base streak now to four games, a double and a hit by pitch. He's brought home another run as well. First pitch is high, ball one. Five-run Ridge Runner advantage here in the top of the seventh. 1-0-1 home, misses low. It's 2-0 to Adelman. Adelman, a VCU product. He's wrapped up a nice regional run with the Rams in Richmond. 2-0 grooved in for a strike. It's 2-1 to Adelman. Speaking of Richmond, thanks again to Chuck Slimp, Chief Deputy Attorney General of Virginia, for stopping by. We had a great chat with him as his team doing great things in Richmond. This one slashed to right center. It will hang up in a diving grab. Armani Guzman. Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Two gone. And woke up the folks. What a play by Guzman. Two gone, Jeff Martz. The only thing between Bluefield and their seventh win of the year. 0-2, got hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. It's last time up. Breaking ball inside, ball one. Fastball inside corner, 1-1 on Martz. Martinez will step off for the 1-1 pitch. One one on home. Slider misses low. It's 2-1. Base is empty. Two outs. Here in the top of the seventh. Two one. Fastball right there. It's 2-2. Colcats down to their final strike. Base is empty. Two gone. Two ball, two strikes to count. Martinez from the belt. On home to Martz. Slider low. Full count. Just misses low. The payoff. Fouled back our way. Count remains 3-2. We'll check the out-of-town scoreboard one more time. After the final out, Citizens Building Supply post-game show coming up. Stay tuned for that one. Payoff to Martz. Broken bat, dribbler. He'll lose the bat, and Merritt will tag the bag. The ball game is over. Bluefield back on the right side of the win column after last night's sleeper. They flex the bats and hold off the Colcats 9 for the final. The baby blues got some magic in them. Let's wear them every day. Take a breath. We'll take a break. Citizens Building Supply post-game show coming up after this on your Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
Lynch Valley Health, the official healthcare provider of the Ridge Runners, is now accepting Unicare. From sports medicine to joint repair or replacement, Dr. Waleed Azzo and nurse practitioner Kayla McCroskey are here to address the pain and get you moving again close to home. Walk-ins welcome on Leatherwood Lane Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. And Wendy is now accepting new patients in Bluefield, specializing in women's, children's, and general health. Lynch Valley Family and Specialty Care of Bluefield, now accepting Unicare. For an appointment today, call 276-245-9200 or visit clinchvalleyphysicianpractices.com.
Ramey Richlands and the Bluefield Ridge Runners have one thing in common, winning. Being the official transportation provider for the Ridge Runners Broadcast Network has pushed Ramey Richlands to the number one spot in Southwest Virginia in both sales and service. So when you're in Bluefield, shoot on down to Richlands and give us a visit. You can check us out online at RamyRichlands.com or give us a call at 276-964-2511. Ramey Richlands, where it's your deal, your way. And let's go Ridge Runners.
Looking for a program that combines academic learning with hands-on experience to help you become the best teacher you can be? Bluefield State University's Bachelor of Science Education degree is designed for aspiring elementary and middle school teachers like you. You will master lesson material and teaching methods to prepare you to lead your classroom. Join the ranks of teachers making a positive difference in our community. Contact Bluefield State University today to learn more and accept the challenge of shaping and inspiring young minds. Visit bluefieldstate.edu.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Hi-de-ho, neighbor. It's your local Ace Hardware in Bluefield, Citizens Building Supply. From lumber to plumbing, paint to power tools, Citizens Building Supply has it all. Quality products like DeWalt, Steel, Craftsman, and Benjamin Moore Paint offer quality that will stand the test of time. Our great selection and knowledgeable staff will help you find what you need to make your projects and your visions a reality. Citizens Building Supply, your local Ace Hardware store in Bluefield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to take your finances to the next level? Up your game by discovering the winning digital bank options from Summit Community Bank. Score big with features such as Summit's awesome banking app, mobile deposit, credit score monitoring, budget tools, and more. Just like teamwork on the field, Summit is all about supporting you every step of the way. Stop by any local branch to learn more or visit us at mysummit.bank. Summit Community Bank is proud to provide you with service beyond expectations. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Your friends and neighbors at the Mercer County Commission would like you to know some of the things that they've been up to. The Mercer County Recycling Program and Keep Mercer Clean Litter Campaign are in full swing, keeping our beautiful area looking great. Also, the Mercer County Animal Shelter continues to find safe, loving homes for homeless animals in the county. Check out everything the Mercer County Commission is up to at mercercountywv.org.
Back to Bowen Field, Charles A. Peters Ballpark, the most beautiful flat, 4.5 acres in the two Virginias, and a final, the split of the series. Bluefield shows everyone who they really are, back from the dead after last night's lulling loss. A 9-4 victory over Tri-State to pick up their 7th win of the year. Zach Hill along with you, glad to be a part of your Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there. We welcome you into the Citizens Building Supply post-game show. Citizens Building Supply, the official home center of the Ridge Runners. If you'd like to build it better and build a tremendous win like the Ridge Runners did tonight, you can do it at Citizens Building Supply. Paint to plumbing, cabinets to concrete, no home improvement should be made without at least one trip to Citizens. A Bluefield staple since 1907 and now a Princeton staple. On Stafford Drive, check out both locations 7 days a week or online at citizensbuildingsupply.com. Tri-State, 4 runs, 5 hits, an error in the field. 6 left on, Bluefield, 9 runs on 8 hits. They, too, made an error in the field and left 4 on. In a ballgame, it took 2 hours and 18 minutes. Well, under the 3.5-hour ballgame last night. Preston Martinez, 2 2/3 of solid work out of the bullpen tonight, will pick up his first win of the year. He came into the mess in the 5th, struck out a batter, hit a batter, and then induced a pop-up in foul ground to get out of the inning. And then following that, 6 straight outs to close the book on the Colcats in the 6th and the 7th. He's now 1-0. Parker Moore, the starter for the Colcats, hooked with a loss. He's now 1-1 after scattering three runs on four hits through the first three innings in this one. A couple of offensive stars tonight for the Ridge Runners. Noah Smith with three RBI and a pair of hits. Armani Guzman with a single, RBI and a run. Keels with a single and a run. He stole three bags tonight. Luca Relli with the RBI single. Stanziani with a sac fly RBI. Aaron Jameson's first home run of the year to right. The solo shot in the fourth. And Alex Merritt, Sam Silas from the 8-9 holes. Merritt with a double and an RBI. He scored two more runs. Silas reached twice, had a single and a run as well. Everyone getting in on the mix tonight for this one for the Ridge Runners. So the win, Bluefield now 7-4. Tri-State falls back to 500 at 5-5. Let's take a look around the league one last time before we put this on the bed. Out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by NFA Entertainment and Production, the official DJ of the Ridge Runners. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, grad parties, divorce parties is a new thing. You can get a DJ for it, NFA Facebook, or call 603-205-1311. It looks like most games are final. Johnson City leads Bristol in the seventh, 10-2. That one's pretty much over. Burlington holds off Elizabethton, so Bluefield with the win will still hold a game lead over Burlington heading into Tuesday's matchup down in North Carolina. Also final, Greenville beat Kingsport tonight 3-2. And in the tiebreaker in the seventh, Pulaski gets the win over Danville tonight. So the standings are going to look somewhat similar tomorrow. The off day, we will head to Burlington on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, both 7 o'clock first pitches from Burlington Athletic Stadium as the Ridge Runners and the Sock Puppets meet up for the first time this year in a two-game set before we return back home here on Thursday, West Virginia Day. Bring Grandma, bring Mothman, bring a bag full of pepperoni rolls, and we'll hang out on Thursday. Have a good one as Johnson City comes to town on Thursday and Friday. But catch us on the road, whether on the website, mlb.com/Appalachian-League/Bluefield, or the MyTuner app. It's free. Just search Bluefield Ridge Runner Baseball Network, and you'll find us there on the MyTuner app. But thank you for spending time with us one last time. The final 9-4 Bluefield, a Father's Day win, earns the split over the Colcats, and we head into the third off day of the regular season. The fourth off day of the regular season. Time's flying. We're still in first place. That's the good news. Good news is we'll talk to you again on Tuesday night from Burlington, North Carolina. Be safe until then. Happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there. And good night from Bowen, the Ridge Runner Baseball Network.
We thank you for joining us for tonight's broadcast of Ridge Runners Baseball. Brought to you by Ramey Automotive of Richlands, Clinch Valley Medical Center, Pepsi, Bluefield State University, the Mercer County Commissioners, NFA Entertainment and Production, Citizens Building Supply, and Summit Community Bank. We thank you for tuning in to the Bluefield Ridge Runners Network.